Last week we studied the five sensual thought processes. So we studied the first three of the idol thought process. And the first is called Ati Mahanta. So it's a very great object. Great means it is so strong that it can cause the bhavanga to vibrate only after one touch bhavanga. Now there are some objects that are not so strong as that. So for them, it will take two or three touch bhavangas before they can cause bhavanga to vibrate. So these two are called Mahanta, great. And there are two thought processes of Mahanta variety. And in the first one, there is bhavanga after seventh yavana. And the second of the Mahanta has no bhavanga after yavana in the thought process. Now, the object of these thought processes is the visible, present visible object. So, the lifespan of the present visible object is 17 thought moments. So, the thought process consists of 17 thought moments. So, if you look at the first Mahanta thought process, there is one moment left after yavana. But, the dharamana, registering, cannot arrive there because it is said in the books that the dharamana arise always twice, or none at all. So if there is only one thought movement left, then the dharamana will not arise. Since the dharamana cannot arise, there is bhavanga. So this bhavanga is included in the thought process. For the second, there is no thought movement left after the jivana. So there is no problem. So with the one, there is a question that if the dharamana must arise twice, why not let the dharamana arise twice in the first Mahanta thought process? Right? So in that case, one the dharamana will be within the thought process and the other will be outside of thought process. But that is not possible because in one thought process, except Magga thought process, all the objects must be the same. So if we allow the dharamana to arise there, first the dharamana would take the present object as object, and second, the dharamana would take the past object as object. So there is difference of objects. That is why the dharamana or registering cannot arise there, although there is one thought moment left. So today we go to the other slight and very slight. So the object of these six thought processes is weaker than the one for the Mahanta. So it is so weak that it needs four past bhavangas before it could vibrate the bhavanga. So when there are four past bhavangas, then we go there until we come to 17. There are how many thought movements, I mean, how many bhavangas? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 bhavangas. And before 4 bhavangas, there are 3 moments of vottabhana. So in the manual, it is said that vottabhana may arise twice or 3 times. So here we take vottabhana to arise 3 times. So after vottabhana, there are 1, 2, 3, 4 moments left to make 17 thought moments. So they are filled in with bhavanga moments. So there are 4 bhavanga moments before the object of that that thought process disappears. And still there are some room, so we can have the slide number 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So Parita number 2 has how many past bhavangas? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 past bhavangas. Since there are 5 past bhavangas, there are only 3 bhavangas left at the end. And then number 3, 6 past bhavangas, and only 2 bhavangas at the end. And then number 4, 7 past bhavangas, and only 1 bhavanga at the end. And then number 5, how many? 8 past bhavangas. And so there is no bhavanga at the end, just 3 moments of vottabhana. And then number 6. So number 6 has 9 past bhavangas and only 2 vottabhana. So with the second vottabhana, the object disappears. So we can have 6 kinds of parita thought process. The object of this parita thought process is actually weak. It's not so strong. So only vottabhana can arise here, no jhavana. Still, there is weaker object than the object of parita thought processes. And so the other these thought processes are called ati. Ati means very. So ati parita, very slight. Sometimes we think that we hear something or we see something and then we lost it. So something like that. It's very, very, very weak. And actually, there is no weak thought moment in these thought processes. So the number 1 of Adiparita has 10 past bhavanga. And then there are only 2 vibrations. And then bhavanga again. Since there is no stopping of bhavanga, we do not call the second one Upachita or arrest bhavanga, because bhavanga does not stop there, it goes on. So we have just 2 bhavanga chalanas. And then 5 ordinary bhavanga movements. So in this thought process, there is just a little bit of vibration of bhavanga, and then back to bhavanga again. So sometimes you may be sleeping or you may be dozing, and then you hear something not quite clearly, and then you go back to bhavanga like that. So the object of these thought processes are very, very weak. Then the second one has 11 past bhavangas, and then at the end, 4 bhavanga moments. So no vottabhana here, just vibration bhavangas. So number 3 has 12 past bhavangas, and then 3 bhavangas at the end. Number 4 has 13 past bhavangas and only 2 bhavangas at the end. Number 5 has 14 and then only 2
vibrating bhavangas, and then one bhavanga, and number six, 15 past bhavangas, and then just two vibrating bhavangas, and then it lets into bhavanga again. So, actually, there is no viti cheta in these thought processes. Viti cheta means panchadvara, vajana, chakku, vinyana, and so on. So just the vibration of bhavanga. Now, these 15 thought processes are for eye consciousness or for seeing. So, for hearing, etc., also, we can have 15 each. So, there are altogether, in the five sense of thought process, there are altogether 17 thought processes. Now, these thought processes are also called, the first one is called Saddharamana. Saddharamana course. That means the course of thought process ending with Saddharamana. And the two Mahanta thought processes are called Javana course, because they end with Javana. And then the next six, the Parita, are called, what do they end with? Vatthapana. So they are called Vatthapana course. And then the Adiparita six, how are they called? Zero cause, right? It is called Mogavara. So it is translated as futile cause. Or we may just call zero cause, because there are no vititas at all in these six thought processes. So, all the types of consciousness arising in these thought processes are among which chetas? 54 kama vachara chetas. So there are no rupa vachara chetas, arupa vachara chetas, or lokottara chetas in these thought processes. That is why they are called kama vachara thought processes. So kama vachara thought processes have two divisions. One is five sense door and the other is mind door, right? Yeah. Now, I think we can think of some simile for Atita Bhavangas, and so many Atita Bhavangas. Suppose the person is asleep and then you hit the door. So when you hit strongly, he will wake up, or his sleep will be disturbed only just after one hit. Then your hit is not so strong. Then you have to hit two times. Then it's not so strong, three times, four times, and so on, until 15 times. So like that. The object is, when the object is strong, whether it is small or big, it doesn't matter. But when the impact of object is strong, then it needs only one past bhavanga. And it is not so strong, two, three, four, and so on. And the object of the atibhrita are very, very weak. So they are almost no object at all. They are able just to make the bhavanga vibrate and then go back to bhavanga again. So they are called Mogavara, so zero cause. Now, in these chetas, the thought processes, in the especially the first one, there are how many viti chetas? We have already gone through that. Yeah? Seven viti chetas. That means Panchadwara Vajana, right? Chakku Vinyana, Sampatichana, Santirana, Vartabana, Javana, Tadaramana. How many arising of Chaita? That means individual Chaita. 14. So altogether, for 5 sense door thought processes, we get 54 karma vajra chaita. And I hope you remember how to apply your knowledge of what to base, dwara, and aramana to this, right? Now we go to mind or thought process. Now mind or thought process, in the manual is very simple. But teachers have some more to add to this mind or thought process. And one teacher may say one thing, and another teacher may say another thing, and so we have difference of opinions and different kinds of thought processes. Now, in this handout, I gave you just the opinion of one teacher or the opinion of teachers in general. But first, let us go to the manual. So, the mind or thought process. Now, when mind or thought process arises, it does not need the 5 sense doors, right? So, an object may strike at the mind, at the bhavanga. And mostly, the object of these mind or thought processes are past objects, future objects, and then timeless objects like concepts and nibbana. But present objects are also the object of mind or thought processes. And since they arise only through mind door and not through any of the 5 sense doors, they are called sukdha manodwara, which is pure mind door processes. You may remember that with regard to the 5 sense door thought processes, actually the object strikes at both doors, 2 doors, eye door and mind door, or ear door and mind door, and so on. But in the mind or thought processes, it is only through mind or through bhavanga that these thought processes arise. And there are different ways of objects entering or striking at the mind door. And they are given in the manual on page 164. How objects present themselves to the mind door. So the paragraph with number 2. The independent mind or processes occurs when any of the 6 objects enters the range of cognition entirely on its own, not as a consequence of an immediately preceding sense door process. Now, we will, after the mind or thought process in the manual, we will also study the mind or thought processes that are called in Pali, Tadjanu Vattaka. That means following thought processes or something like that. So those that follow the 5 sense door thought process. Now here, we are studying just the independent mind or thought processes. So the question may be raised how an object can enter the range of mind door independently of a proximate sensory impingement. So there is no sensory impingement, but through mind, objects can arise or objects can present themselves to the mind without the help of five senses. And Lady Theodore cites various sources. Actually, these are from Attasalini and Mulatiga, the Tiga of Attasalini. So it is said that through what has directly perceived earlier, that means you have experienced something before. Later on, when you call that experience to your mind, that object appears to your mind. Say you saw something yesterday. Now you can recall it and you may see it in your mind. So that first object presents itself to your mind. And that is because of your mental power. Now there are two presentations, two different presentations. The five senses, the object of five senses, strikes at the mind door and the sense doors, right? So in the five sense doors, it is the power of the objects that makes bhavanga vibrate, and then the other thought moments arise. But here, it is the power of your mind that brings those objects to your mind. So it is not the power, not through the strength of objects, but through the power of your mind that these objects, mostly past objects, but more past or present or future, these objects appear or enter your mind. So through what was directly perceived earlier, that means through what you have experienced through five senses before, or by inference from what was directly perceived, that means you have seen something and you infer something from what you have seen, what you have heard, and so on. And in that way also, the object can appear into your mind, or object can enter your mind, the range of cognition. Then, through what was learned by oral report, that means through hearsay, you do not see, you do not experience it yourself, but you heard someone say about it, and then you think of it, and then you have that object in your mind. Or by inference from what was learned by oral report, so that is by inference. On account of belief, sometimes you believe in something and you think of it and then that object enters your mind. Sometimes on account of your opinion, you have some kind of opinion and so that appears to your mind. Sometimes there's a reasoning. You don't just think about it, but you weigh it in your mind and you have reason for this and that, and then you come to the conclusion. And in that way, that object can enter your mind. Or reflective acceptance of a view. That means you accept some view after reflecting upon it. And when you have accepted that view appears to your mind. By the power of karma, sometimes, like the karma object appearing to your mind when you are dying, so that is by the power of karma that object is presented to your mind. And then by psychic power, so if you have psychic power or abhinyas and others, then these objects, you can take those objects, say, with your mind. And disturbance of the bodily humors, sometimes because your body is not in good health. And bodily humor means something in the body, like phlegm, wind, and bile. So they are called bodily humors. So in Indian medicine, these three are very important, and they are called dosas, three dosas of the body. dosa means not anger. Three dosas means three faults. The three faulty things in the body. They should be balanced. If they are not balanced, you have a kind of disease. If you have too much phlegm, maybe you have some kind of disease. And too much wind, another kind of disease. And then too much or too little, bile, you may have another kind of disease. So these are called bodily humors. Sometimes they are imbalanced. And because of the imbalance of the bodily humors, you may, objects may enter your mind. Sometimes you have a bad dream, right? Because it's too cold for you, or it's too hot for you, or you are too much constipated or something like that. And then the influence of a deity. Sometimes a deity can cause you to have dreams or to have visions or something like that. And they all come through mind door. And then comprehension, realization, etc. Comprehension means not directly seeing it. For example, we have studied and we know that there are four noble truths. And that is Nibbana, right? So until we realize Nibbana by Magga Chaitta, we know Nibbana not directly. So now we think of Nibbana, and we can Nibbana as object. And that Nibbana is presented to us through mind door. Or at the moment of Gotrabhu, we'll come to that later, then Gotrabhu can take Nibbana as object. But that is also it is directing, it is not yet realization. So realization comes with the moment of Magga or path. So all these objects are understood through the mind, or these objects enter the range of cognition through the mind door. So through the mind door, many kinds of objects can be presented, both past, present, future, and also time-free, the concepts and Nibbana. And in mind or thought processes, the objects are divided into only two. One is what? We Buddha. And the other, are we Buddha. Clear, we Buddha means clear, and are we Buddha means unclear. So there are only two kinds of objects for mind or thought processes. Clear objects and unclear or obscure objects. Since it is presented through mind door, we do not need panchadwara vajana in these thought processes, because it is through mind door. Now, first, please look at the diagram of thought process on page 166. That is a very simple one. So we need to understand the simple one first. So the first is for clear object, or we Buddha object. And the second is for obscure object, a we Buddha object. Now there, the first is bhavanga. And then what? Vibrating bhavanga. And then A means arrested bhavanga. M, manodwara vajana. And then 7, javana. And then 2, registration. And then bhavanga again. So here, we need not worry about the past bhavanga, and we need not worry about there to be 17 thought moments, because mostly the objects of the mind or thought processes are past or future or time-free. So that is why there is no Atita Bhavanga here, past Bhavanga here. So, according to this manual, the mind or thought process runs like this, vibrating Bhavanga, and then arrested Bhavanga, and then Manodvara Vajana, and then Yavana, and then two Dadaramanas, right? And the for obscure objects, still we do not need Atita Bhavanga here. So, there we have vibrating Bhavanga, arrested Bhavanga, Manodvara Vajana, seven Javanas, that's all. And then Bhavanga again. Because later on we will see that registration can arise only with regard to clear objects. So with regard to obscure objects, there is no Dadaramana. So in the thought process for obscure objects, there is no Dadaramana, just the Javana, seven Javanas, and then Bhavanga again. So it is a very simple mind or thought process, one for clear objects and the other for obscure objects. Now, as I said before, teachers have different opinions about that. So they argue that, what if the object is present? Since it is present object, we can have 17 thought moments for it. And since it is a present object and lasts for 17 thought moments, there should be a Atita Bhavanga, even in mind or thought process. So according to those teachers, we have this chart, right? We Buddha 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and are we Buddha 1, 2. If it is too complicated, just forget about it. It's okay, so long as you are familiar with the two described in the manual itself and the diagram on page 166. So according to these teachers, there are different kinds of objects, especially objects that have the duration of 17 thought moments and objects that do not have that duration. So for those that have the duration of 17 thought moments, then we need the Atita Bhavanga. So here, first Bhavanga and then two vibrating Bhavangas, vibrating Bhavanga and arrest Bhavanga, and then Manodvara Vajana, right? And then seven Javanas, two Dadaramanas, and one, two, three, four Bhavangas. And for the second one, we add one more, past Bhavanga. For the third one, one more. For the fourth one more. For the fifth one, also one more, until we get to the second Dadaramana, number 17. And then, are we Buddha? Obscure object. So here also, if the obscure object is the Rupa object which has 17 thought moments of life span, then we have six Atita Bhavangas, and then vibrating Bhavanga, arrested Bhavanga, and then Manodvara Vajana and Javanas and Bhavanga. For the second one, we need one more Atita Bhavanga. And then the others are the same, and it ends with the seventh Javana. So these objects whose lifespan is 17 thought moments are material properties other than two intimations and four characteristics. Now, it is said that two intimations arise and perish with Chaita. So they do not last for 17 thought moments. And four characteristics are just the different aspects, or different moments of one rupa. So they do not last for 17 thought moments. But if you do not know what are the four characteristics, you don't understand this. In order to understand this, you have to be familiar with 28 material properties. So among the 28 material properties, there are two that are called intimation, bodily intimation and verbal intimation. Now, this is bodily intimation, right? I'm doing something like this. So I'm calling you to come here, right? You understand that I want you to come. So that is bodily intimation. Not the movement itself, but some mode of movement in my hand. So that is bodily intimation. Verbal intimation means my speaking. You understand what I'm talking, right? So that is through verbal intimation. So it is said that these two intimations last for only one moment, not 17 thought moments. So they are excluded from the objects here for these thought processes. And four characteristics are also like anicca, dukkha, anatta. The arising and then continuation and disappearing. So they do not last for 17 moments. They last for some last for one moment and others last for 49 sub moments and so on. So they are not included here. And then if the object is mixed, the present, past, future, and timeless object, then there are two thought processes, vibhuta and avibhuta. Now here, for vibhuta, the objects can be past, present, and future. And they are 54 kama vajra chetas, 52 chetasikas. Now two intimations and four characteristics. If they are past and future, then they are the other rupas. And for avibhuta, obscure, they can be past, present, and future, and they are all chetas, all chetasikas, two intimations and four characteristics. And if they are past and future, other rupas, 22 rupas, and time-free nibha and panyatis. So these are the thought processes added by the teachers in Burma. And there are many other thought processes also. So if you can think of one thought process, then you can say, oh, we should add this, or we should add that. In the manual and also in Lady Chatter's book, there are many more mind or thought processes. Now, we will go to the consequence. Can you call them consequent thought processes? Thought processes that follow the five sense door thought process. They are not shown, not mentioned in the manual, but in Burma, our teachers have this opinion that five sense door process alone is not enough for us to say, I see a rose, say, I see a book, I see a man. In order to be able to say, I see a rose, I see a man, we need more types of thought processes. So when we say, I see a rose, then when the rose comes into the avenue of the eye, there is one thought process, the first one, right? Let's say it is a very great object. So we have one thought process. Like number one, the first one, I draw Adi Mahanda, right? So this thought process. Now this thought process arises and then disappears. But at the end of this thought process, we have not seen the rose yet. We have seen just a visible object. We do not know that it is a rose at that moment. We know just that it is a visible object. Then after that, one mind or thought process, one kind of mind or thought process arises, taking the past object as object. Now, the lifespan of the object of this first thought process is 17 thought moments, right? So after 17 thought moments, that disappears. So actually the rose disappears, although you may be seeing the rose, you may continue to seeing the rose, but actually the rose you have seen with the first thought process has disappeared. So when it has disappeared, there is another thought process, which is through mind door. And that thought process takes that first object as object. It is like bringing that to your mind. So that one thought process arises. That is one kind of thought process. Such thought processes may, many such thought processes may arise. Not just one, but one kind. So that is called taking the first. The process taking the first as object. And then the another type of thought process that arises after that is called the process taking the whole, taking all. Now, when you see a man, let's say you see first the head. Actually, you don't see the head at once. You see the visible objects of the material particles little by little. So there is one thought process, seeing thought process, and then the thought process taking the past as object. So they go on, they arise, these two arise many times until you have seen the whole man. And not you have seen the whole man, you have gone through the particles, material particles in the whole man. So with the third thought process, you take all the visible objects as objects. So the first thought process takes a small amount of visible object as object. And the second thought process takes the past, right? Now, the third kind of thought process takes the visible objects, all visible objects in a man. Although it is whole, it is called in Pali Samuha or group, it is still ultimate reality. It has not passed into the realm of concepts yet. So the object of the thought process taking the past and the object of thought process taking all or taking the whole is still ultimate reality, still paramatta. Now follows another thought process which takes man as object, the substance, the person, man as object. Now, when that object arises, you have gone into the realm of panyati. Now it becomes a concept. So, with that type of thought process, he thinks he sees a man. But still, the word man does not yet come to his mind. He sees this a group of material properties in the shape of a man. Another thought process follows. And with that thought process, the name man appears to his mind. So that is called taking name. So there are four thought processes following the seeing thought process. So altogether, we need five kinds of thought processes in order to say, I see a rose, I see a man. And these thought processes may arise again and again, millions of times. So what are the following four thought processes? Number one,
taking the fast, right? Number two, taking the whole. Number three, taking the, let's say, thing.
We say thing concept and name concept, right? So, taking the thing, taking the substance, taking the person, if it is a man. And number four, taking the name. So only after these four thought processes can you say, I see a rose, I see a man. So we have been seeing things every day, every moment, and we think it's a very simple experience that we see or we hear something. But if we apply our knowledge of Abhidhamma to just seeing, you know, it becomes very complex. And we can explain many things here, right? How they arise, through what sense door they arise, and what types of consciousness they represent, what functions each type of consciousness performs, and what object they take, and so on. So it's very, very complex. So, with regard to seeing, smelling, tasting and touching, we need these four subsequent thought processes, so altogether five, in this order. Pass, and then whole, thing, name, right? The name, the thought process taking name, name concept will arise only when you know the name of it. If you don't know the name of it, that thought process will not arise. Sometimes we see a thing but we don't know its name, right? Nowadays, they produce thousands and thousands of things. You go into a store and you see thousands of things there. You do not know the names of all these things. But if you don't know the name of a thing, although you see it, that the taking name thought process, taking name cannot arise. Okay, what about when you hear? You hear my voice. You hear words. Words mean sound. Still we need these four thought processes, but the order is a little different. You hear my voice, let's say one syllable. You hear a word, man, one syllable. So, first, you take the present sound as object. So that is one thought process. Instead of chaku vijnana, there will be soda vijnana, right? One thought process. And then the sound disappears very quickly. So you recollect that sound with the second thought process. Then can there be the third process taking all? There is only one sound. So no taking all thought process, right? Then next is the thought process taking the name. So here name comes first. Only after that you come to the thing. So that is the difference between the other thought processes and hearing thought process. In hearing thought process, say first, let's say all, and then name, and then thing. But if there is only one syllable, there will be no thought process taking all. If there are two syllables, then we have to have the thought processes taking all. If there are three, then one more thought process. If there are four, like meditation, there is one more thought process, and so on. Now, so when you hear something, that means, say, the words uttered by some person. The first you hear the sound with sota vijnana, thought process, hearing thought process. And then you take the first sound as an object with manodvara thought process, taking that first sound as object. Let's say there are two syllables. And next, you take the two syllables together. And then the fourth. Huh? The fourth is the name concept comes to you. When I say a man, the name or the word, the name, the noun man comes to your mind. Only after that, you know the man, the person, the thing. So here, the thing, the thought process taking thing concept comes last. And here also, if you do not know the meaning of that sound, the last thought process will not arise. There are many English words we don't know, right? So when we hear those words, we are blank. We don't know the meaning, right? So in that case, there is no thought process taking nama panyati, right? Yeah. Atta panyati as object. We have no that last thought process. That's why we do not understand. So, in order to understand what other person says, we need two conditions. First, we must hear it, or it must come into contact with our ear, right? We must hear it. And then, we must have known the meaning of it before. Only then do we understand what other people say. Sometimes American people talk and we don't understand. Sometimes they talk too fast. our knowledge of English is not so perfect. So we don't hear distinctly. And we don't understand. Right? So in order to understand, we must first hear the word clearly. And then we must have known the meaning of the word before. Only then do we understand. But if we are very familiar with the language, like our own language, although we do not hear the word sounds distinctly, we can fill in those sounds. Because we are so familiar with our language, right? So when we talk to among ourselves, say Vietnamese with Vietnamese people, Burmese with Burmese people, they don't pronounce the word clearly. Sometimes they blur, right? But you understand. But if you talk in this way to another a person of another race, they don't understand. The thing is, oh, please say slowly or distinctly or something like that. Sometimes we say to American people, please say it again. I don't hear what you said, something like that. So, in order to understand, we need two conditions. First, we must hear it clearly, and then we must have known the meaning of it before. Only then do we understand. Now, with the language that are very familiar, then we may be able to fill in the undistinct sounds because we know what that person says. So there are at least these four thought processes, four mind-over thought processes following the sense, one of the five sense-over thought processes. And only after these five thought processes do we really experience the object, do we really see, or do we really hear and understand. And those are all, the four subsequent thought processes are all through mind door, so they are called mind door thought processes. Mind door, subsequent mind door thought processes. And those are not mentioned in the manual. Hmm? No, I mean manual means the original manual. But here in this Bhikkhu Bodhi book, they are mentioned, and there are many, there are more or there are different things than I have explained to you now. What I have explained to you is the opinion of, general opinion of all teachers. But what he gave in this book is mostly those of Lady Seattle. So Lady Seattle was very learned and very intelligent, and so he put some more things, some more mind or thought processes, like determining one or some other, right?
Seeing the color. Recognition the color.
Yeah, recognition of color, vanna sanlakana. And then grasping the entity, what to gahika, and so on. So they are interesting, but if you don't, it's too much for you, you can just leave them alone. So, this way, and then we come to the end of the Kama Vachara Manodwara thought process. In this Kama Vachara Manodwara thought process, there are only three viti chetas and 10 arising of chetas, right? On page 166, section 13 summary, three modes and 10 different states. That means three viti chetas and 10 arising of chetas. What are the three viti chetas? Manodwara vajana javana sadharamana. And what are the 10 individual ones? Manodwara vajana, 7 javanas, 2 sadharamana. So when we say how many viti chetas are there, we say 3, right? How many individual chetas are there? We say 10. Okay, now we come to the apanna thought process. There are different kinds of apanna thought processes. Now first, the meaning of the word apanna. Primarily, the word apanna is a synonym for vitakka. What is the function of vitakka? To put the object onto the, to put the object onto the chetta, right? Apanna has the same meaning, the applying the chetta onto the object. So the apanna is a synonym for vitakka. And in these apanna thought processes, it is not ordinary vitakka, but it is highly developed vitakka, so that it has a power to keep the mind firmly on the object. So, apanna is the name of vitakka. First jhana is also called apanna, because it is with vitakka, which is apanna. Sometimes, if something is with some other thing, you can call it by that one thing only. So, first, primarily, apanna means vitakka. By extension, apanna means first jhana, because first jhana is accompanied by vitakka, which is apanna, right? And then by extension, a further extension, all jhanas, magas, and phalas can be called apanna, because they resemble the first jhana in being able to inhibit the mental
hindrances. So, it boils down to this. Apana means here, jhana, magga, phala. So when we say apana thought process, it may be jhana thought process, or it may be magga thought process, or it may be even phala samapatti thought process, or nirodha dhamma samapatti thought process. So in the apana thought process, there is no distinction between vibhuta and avibhuta. That means there is no division of objects into clear and obscure. Because apana means jhana and magga, right? If you do not have the sign of kasina clearly in your mind, you cannot get jhana. So that means the object is always clear. So there is no division into clear and unclear. It must always be clear object. It must always be vibhuta object. And also, in the apana thought processes, there is no arising of the dharamana. Later on, we will see that the dharamana can arise only with regard to kamavacara objects. Only two kamavacara beings, only in kamavacara realm. If the object is not kamavacara object, the dharamana cannot arise. However clear the object is, so there will be no dharamana in the apana thought processes. Since apana thought process is a mind-door thought process, we do not need to bother about 17 thought moments. And we will not have panchadvara vajana, right? Instead of panchadvara vajana, we'll have manodvara vajana. Okay. So a thought process runs like two vibrations. One vibration, one arrest bhavanga, and then manodvara vajana, mind or adverting. And after that, there are four moments of kama vajra javana. Kama vajra javana means kusala and kriya, right? So four moments of kama vajra javana, accompanied by knowledge. Because if it is not accompanied by knowledge, you cannot get jhana and magga and all, right? So they must be jnana sampayutta, accompanied by knowledge. And four from kamavajra kusala and four from kamavajra kiriya. So there can be eight. So from among these, let's say it is for non-arahant. So if it is for non-arahant, then full kamavajra kusala accompanied by knowledge, right? So one of these four will arise four times in this thought process. The first one will be called parikamma, preliminary. And the second one will be called upajara, neighborhood or access. And the third one will be called anuloma, conformity or something. And then the fourth one will be called gotrabhu. So these four are actually kama vajra javanas. One of the four kama vajra javanas accompanied, one of the eight kama vajra javanas accompanied by knowledge, accompanied by panya. So For those who are not arahants, then four kamavajra kusalas. And for those who are arahants, four kamavajra kiriya. Okay. So, kamavajra javanas run for four times. And then after that, there is jhana. And then bhavanga follows. So, the jhana is the end of that thought process. That jhana can be how many chetas?
18. 18.
Jhana kusala. If it is non-arahant?
9,
right? If it is arahant?
9
again. Yeah. Okay, this is the thought process of the first attainment. At the first attainment, jhana arises only once, and then it subsides into bhavanga. Now, it goes like this. A person practices samatha meditation, right? Let's say he practices kasina meditation. So he looks at the kasina and then he memorizes this kasina, and so he got the image of kasina in his mind. First, it is called grasped sign, and then he contemplates on that sign again and again, and it becomes refined, bright and clear. And so at that time it is called counterpart sign, the counterpart sign of kasina. So he contemplates on that counterpart sign as earth, something like that. So when he is doing that, dwelling on the counterpart sign, then there are thought processes, mind or thought processes running in his mind, right? And those thought processes taking that sign of kasina as object. And then a time will come when he gets jhana. So when he gets jhana, there is one thought process. Now, the thought process on the sheet. So that thought process arises when he gets that jhana for the first time. Suppose a person has not yet attained any of the jhanas, a complete beginner. So he practices meditation and he gets the first jhana. So at the first attainment of that jhana, the thought process runs like this, vibrating bhavanga, arrested bhavanga, manodvara vajana, and then parikama, upachara, anuloma, gotrabhu. You have to memorize these names. You can take English translation from the book. So parikama, upachara, anuloma, gotrabhu. And then after gotrabhu, jhana chaita arises only once, and then it subsides into bhavanga. Okay, so that is the first at the first attainment. So among the four javanas, the first one is called what? Parikama, preliminary or preparation. It is just to give different names to these four. That's why there are four names. In the commentaries, the first three are sometimes called by any of the three names. The first one may be called parikama or upachara or anuloma. So there is confusion. But here in the manual, they are given just one name each, and so I think that's better for us. Later on, you will understand. Okay, so these four, the first one of these four is parikama, preparation. It prepares the mental continuum for the attainment, see, which is to follow. And then the next one is called upacara. Upacara means neighborhood, near. It is here translated as access. And the third one is called anuloma. Anuloma means conformity. It conforms to both preceding and succeeding chetas. So it is compatible with both preceding and succeeding chetas. And preceding here means not only in this thought process, but in the thought processes that has arisen before. When you are practicing and for jhana, you have many thought processes taking the sign of kasina as object, right? So, preceding chetas mean not only in this thought process, but in the former thought processes as well. And it is called conformity. And the fourth one is called Gotra Bhu. Now, Gotra Bhu. Gotra means lineage. And Bhu has two meanings. One is to overcome. And the other is to reach into. So it is made to mean two things. It is made to have two meanings here. Now, when a person attains jhana, the jhana consciousness belongs to Mahagada, right? Mahagada lineage, we can say. And Parikama, Upacara, Anuloma, and Gotrabhu belong to Kama Vajra. So, when it reaches Gotrabhu, it is like overpowering the Kama Vajra lineage, and it reaches into the Mahagada lineage. So this one cheta is said to have two meanings: overcoming Kama Vajra lineage and reaching into Mahagada lineage. So it is called Gotra Bhu here. And in the Magga thought process also, we will find these four. So there, Gotra Bhu should be explained as overcoming Puthojana lineage and reaching into noble, real lineage, right? If it is a Magga thought process. So if it is a Magga thought process, until Gotra Bhu, he is a Puthojana. Then, beginning with Magga moment, he is an Ariya, a noble person, right? So it is like a transition here. So in that case, it is called Gotra Bhu because it overpowers Puthojana lineage and it reaches into Ariya. Noble lineage. So here, it overpowers Kama Vajra lineage and reaches into Mahagada lineage. Right? So, this is the thought process of first attainment of jhana. Now, there are two kinds of persons here. A person of average faculty and a person of keen faculty. That means a person of not so bright and very bright. Because even of average faculty, he gets jhana. So he is actually a bright one, right? But comparing with the other one, he is not so bright. So for the first kind of person, there needs to be four Kama Vajra Javanas. So Parikama, Upacara, Anuloma, Gotra Bhu. But for the person who has keen faculty, who is very bright, he needs only 3 kama vajrajyavanas. So the first one is dropped. No parikama. Upachara, anuloma, and kotrapu. Only 3 moments here. With regard to jhana, there is no adjustment. You just drop the parikama. But with magga thought process, we'll see what we'll do. So there are 2 kinds of persons, average faculty and of keen faculty. So for average faculty, there are 4 moments of kama vajra javanas. But for those of keen faculty, there are 3 moments of kama vajra javanas. So the first one is dropped. So there are only upachara, anuloma, and kotrapu. And then if it is jhana thought process, jhana, 1 moment of jhana follows and then leaps into bhavanga. Now, in the manual, so about the middle of the page 167, the translation of the passage, in the translation of the passage, say, any one of the javanas among the 26 types of sublime or supramundane javanas enters upon the process of absorption. Now that is, if you take javana as just apana javana, then there are 26. In accordance with the way the mind is conveyed, what does that mean? If you direct your mind towards attaining jhana, there will be jhana thought moments. If you direct your mind to attaining nibbana and practice vipassana meditation, then the apana javana will be magga phala. So in accordance with the way the mind is conveyed means in accordance with how you direct your mind. Sometimes you want to attain jhana. So you direct your mind to attaining jhana and practice with samatha meditation. Sometimes you want to attain nibbana. So in order to achieve that, you practice vipassana meditation, direct your mind towards attainment of nibbana. And so in that case, and if you are successful, the apana javana will be magga phala. So the 26 sublime or 26 mahakata and lokuttara javanas arise according to how you direct your mind. After that, at the end of absorption, there is subsidence into the life continuum. Now, at the end of absorption, the explanation given in the manual, page 169, is not so complete. Actually, here it means at the end of absorption. This phrase is important here. If it was said, after that there is subsidence into the bhavanga, if it is said so, then there can be misunderstanding. Because whatever the thought process is, life bhavanga always follow after the first moment of apana. If it is taken that way, no phala moments can follow magga, and no jhana and phala moments can follow one after another in the sustained attainment thought processes. So that is why this phrase is put there. So at the end of absorption means at the end of absorption javanas. For example, in the magga thought process, there is 1 magga moment and 2 or 3 phala moments, right? So only after all the appana javanas will bhavanga arise. In order to let us know that, the author puts this phrase at the end of absorption. So only after the absorption jhavanas will there be bhavanga. Not just after one apana jhavana. If there are two apana jhavanas, then after two apana jhavanas. If there are 8,000 apana jhavanas, only after 1,000 jhavanas will there be bhavanga movement. And no occurrence of registration chaitas. That is, we do not need to say here, because it is already stated before. There is no arising of the registration consciousness above. So here, life continuum, there is subsistence to life continuum at the end of absorption means there is bhavanga at the end of all all apana jhavanas. The non-occurrence of registration has already been stated above. Okay, so in the thought process, which is called samapajjana here, later sustained attainment thought process, there can be thousands and thousands of moments of jhana. Now that is, say, a person first gets jhana. Later on, he wants to get into that jhana again. So in order to get into that jhana again, he practices meditation again. And then, according to his wish, say, he may have a wish that may I be in the jhanas, or may jhana chaitas arise again and again for 1 hour, 2 hours, or for a day or two, something like that. So with that wish in mind, he practices meditation, and then this thought process arises. In this thought process, there are thousands or millions and millions of jhana moments. So this is called later sustained attainment. That is, to enjoy jhana, actually. So you first get the jhana, then you want to enjoy it. So if you want to enjoy jhana, because when your mind is in jhana, your mind is very still, calm, and so, you know, vitaka, vichara, piti, sukha, ikakara, right? So you are very happy at that time, peaceful. So you want to enjoy that peacefulness of jhana. So you want to enter into jhana again. In that case, since you want there to be the many moments of jhana, jhana moments will be thousands and thousands of them. So here in the attainment thought process, there is vibrating bhavanga, arrest bhavanga, and then manodvara vajana. There should always be manodvara vajana, and then parikama, ubhajara, anuloma, godrabhu, and then jhana, and then many, many moments of jhana. So these three dots represent millions and millions of moments, and millions of jhana moments. And then at the appointed time, he emerges from jhana. That means bhavanga moments arise. So he can be in this type of jhana thought process for as long as he wants. If he makes a wish or a resolution that may I be in the jhana thought process for 1 hour, then he will be there for 1 hour, and at the end of 1 hour, the bhavanga will automatically arise, and that is what we call he emerges from jhana. If he makes a resolution that may I be in this jhana for 3 days, then he will be in the jhana for 3 days, and at the end of 3 days, automatically the bhavanga will arise. And here also, for people of every faculty and for people of keen faculty, only one thought moment difference. The others are the same. Okay. So, with regard to jhana thought process, there are two kinds. The first attainment and later sustained attainment. The first is called adhikamika. Adi means first. Kama means work. So, who is engaged in first working? A beginner. And sustained attainment is called samapajjana thought process. I think you are familiar with the word samapatti. Samapatti and samapajjana come from the same root. So actually they mean the same thing. So jhana, we can call this jhana samapatti viti. So the jhana moments can represent five rupa vajra kusala and four arupa vajra kusala if it is for a non-arahant. If it is for an arahant, four rupa vajra kiriya, five rupa vajra kiriya and four arupa vajra kiriya. And what is the object of this thought process? You go back to Agamana's objects in the third chapter. Let's go back now. What is that? Page 142. So the object of, let us say, the first thought process of Appana, jhana thought process, right? So the object of that first jhana thought process, generally, you say the object is panyati, right? Concepts. But how many kinds of concepts? Look at the chart. First jhana three, how many kinds of concepts? 25 concepts, right? So 25 kinds of concepts. So the object of this thought process, right? The first one. The object of this thought process is one of these 25 concepts. They are 10 kasina concepts, 10 foulness of the body concepts, and then one body concept, that means head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, skin, and so on. And then in and out breath concept, and then beings, objects of love, metta, beings, object of karuna, beings, object of mudita, beings, object of ubhikha, no, not ubhikha, right? Ubhikha comes with only fifth jhana. So, beings, object of metta, karuna, and mudita, altogether 25. 10, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. So one of these 25 concepts is the object of this jhana thought process. And the object of the sustained attainment thought process is the same. So one of these one of these panyati objects. So if you want to understand the objects in detail, you go back to this diagram, this table. Table 3.6. Okay, now we come to the end of just jhana thought process. But that is not all. The next passage will teach us, say, what kind of jhana moments will follow what kinds of the kama vajra javanas, somanasa and somanasa, ubhikha and ubhikha, kusala and kusala, kriya and kriya. So there is some kind of a shuffle there. So we will find out that next week. So which types of jhana consciousness follow which types of kusala, kamasala, kusala, javanas. especially Somanasa and Ubhikha and Kusala and Kriya. Okay.